弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天我们中间少了好多弟兄姊妹。
Today, many brothers and sisters are not among us.
少了好多教会的柱石。
Many pillows are gone.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神的家中以真理为柱石。
The true pillow is the truth.
其实我心里想会少很多弟兄姊妹，但是站上来看好像人还是那么多。
But even though I thought many brothers and sisters will be gone, but still today we see a lot of brothers and sisters.
感谢主，第一个主日有几位弟兄姊妹交通到，好像他们交通的事情都是不好的事情。
So in the first SundayThere are some sharings among us, but some brothers and sisters share that maybe the sharings are about some negative things.
说到死亡，说到生病。
There were death and sickness.
那结果没有想到，到了礼拜二，礼拜三又收到一个坏消息。
Tuesday and Wednesday, there was another bad news.
就是明华弟兄。
That's brother 明华。
那具体事情，我想我不替他做见证哈，让他们自己等到神许可的时候，我想他们会自己跟弟兄姊妹做见证。
I will not mention the details here. I will let him to have his own testimony.
但是这些事情就让我想起我在年初的时候。好像是去年年底，我是听到一个见证，非常非常的摸到我的心。
But these things remind me, maybe the beginning of this year or the end of the last year, there was one thing that touched my heart very much.
那有一个现在在中国大陆做生意的一个弟兄，他原来在台湾。
There's a businessman who is now doing business in mainland China.Was originally from Taiwan.
他原来经营的合伙经营的是一个全世界最大的一个他们那一行里面最大的一个企业。
He is his business is in charge of largest business in their category.
是什么生意呢？
What kind of business?
你知道人去上坟的时候都要带很多东西去。
You know that When people go to the tombs, they usually bring a lot of stuff.
那因为他们很多因为爱亲人的关系，就想他不晓得他在他那个地方有没有钱用。
Because people love their ancestors, so they are afraid will they have money.
但是烧真的钱人不舍得。所以 有一个生意就是做假钱的，做不是假钱，做那种烧香的钱。
So you know, if so, they want to burn some money so that their ancestors can use, but it's too much if you burn the real money. So there's a business that they manufacture those money, some form of money that you can burn to the dead people.
那这个人原来他是做这一行生意的，所以我想这真的是撒旦的差役。
So before this brother, this is his business, but this is truly like the servant to Satan.
不过呢，他不是一个人做，他是好像跟印尼首相的儿子一起做。
So not only himself, actually his partner is the son of a prime minister from Indonesia.
后来他就被这个印尼首相的儿子坑了。
And later, this son of the prime minister did something bad to him.
然后他就背井离乡就逃出去。
And he had to flee.
后来碰到一个基督徒的朋友就劝他说你还是去自首。
And later he met a Christian friend who encouraged him just to give himself up to the authorities.
所以后来他在监狱里大概待了八年，总算有一天他出狱了。
He stayed about 8 years in prison and eventually got out of the prison.
他出狱以后，因为他原来很有钱，所以他后来一个朋友都没有。他出狱以后，只有那个基督徒的朋友来接他。
Even he had a lot of money before, but after he got out of prison, he had no friend, only that Christian friend came to see him.
那他后来就到了教会。
Later he came to church.
那他去了一次教会，他就觉得他也听不懂。
But he felt he can't understand.
他心里实在是有很多的苦恼，但是没有人知道他。
He had a lot of sufferings in his heart, but nobody can understand.
所以他去教会的时候，他们大概也像我们这样给一张卡让他留电话，他就留了一个他平常不会用的电话号码在上面。
So, when he went to the church, the brothers there gave him a card so he can write his own address and phone number. So he wrote a number he would never use.
后来他离开那个教会以后，他再也没有回去。
After he left that church, he never came back.
后来他就非常苦恼，最后他就一个人跑到山上去了。
Later, his heart was so troubled, he went to a mountain by himself alone.
可是也稀奇，他身上带了一只移动电话。
But amazingly, he had a cell phone with him.
那只电话就是他留下电话号码的那一个电话。
And the number of the cell phone is the number that he left in church.
后来隔了几天，就有一个教会的弟兄，有一个，我不晓得是弟兄还是姊妹，打电话给他。
And several days later, maybe a brother or sister called him.
他也没有跟他说什么，他就问他好不好，问他最近怎么样，跟他谈谈。
The brother didn't speak much to him, just ask him, are you alright? And how are you these days?
那过了一个礼拜，这个弟兄又打电话来。
After a week, the brother called again.
那一而再，再而三，几次下来，这个人就心里非常的受感动。他说，有一个人常常想到我。
After a few times, this former businessman, he's touched in his heart. He said, there's someone who really cares about me.
那个时候他还没有信主。
At that time, he haven't believed yet.
后来他是什么时候信主的呢？
When did he believe?
是有一天他发现这个打电话给他的人。
Because one day, he found out that
他原来是一个癌症末期的患者。
He found out that the brother who called him many times is actually a cancer patient and at his last stage.
当他发现这件事情的时候，他心里说，一定有神啊。
When he realized that, he said to himself, there must be God.
怎么会没有神？
How come there's no God?
没有神，世界上怎么会有这样的人？
If there's no God, how come there's such kind of man on the earth?
感谢神，神从此就得到了这一个人。
Thank the Lord, from that time on,God got this brother.
后来他就到中国大陆去做生意。
Later he went to mainland China to do business there.
那很多别的基督徒他们做生意也传福音，但是他们不太敢公开的传。
So there are many other brothers who went to mainland China and they do business there and also share gospel there.
但是这个后来这个弟兄他不管，他在他自己的公司里他也传，他在外面做生意的公司他也传，他就是传耶稣。
Even though many Christian businessmen, they share gospel, but afraid of doing it publicly. But this brother, he don't care. He don't have fear, and he will do it wherever he go.
那后来具体的数字我记不清了，但是反正我当时听见的时候，我心里是非常的震惊。
I don't know the exact number of people he saved, but when I heard the number, I was shocked.
所以我听这一个见证是另外一个弟兄转口说的，当时他说我们人啊就是一口气。
I heard this testimony from another brother and he said that man is just a breath.
圣经说甚至是一声叹息。
And the Bible says it's just a sigh.
但是我们要用这口气来做什么？
But what we'll do with this breath?
我们是要来叹息呢？
To sigh?
我们还是要来向神唱诗。
Oh, praise the Lord.
那一个三年打了电话给这一个后来得着了这个弟兄，那一位弟兄他实在是用他那一口气为神唱了一首美好的诗歌。
The brother who had the cancer and kept calling the other brother, he really praised the Lord with his breath.
所以刚才在唱这首诗歌584首的时候，就让我想起这个见证。
So the hymn 584 reminds me of this testimony.
不过这不是我今天交通的主题。
But this is not the main topic I'll share today.
那最近其实原来我预备了一个题目。
Originally I prepared a topic.
但是在主日擘饼的时候，我心里就有一个很强的感动，就是圣灵。
But when we had the Lord's table on Sunday, I was touching my heart to share on the Holy Spirit.
所以我很喜欢犹大书刚才我们所念的那一段。
I like the verse on the book of Jude very much.
像很多弟兄姊妹都会背也会唱。
Many brothers, they can recite and they can sing these two verses.
就是第二十节和二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。”
Dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith.
在圣灵里祷告。
And pray in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Keep yourself in God's love.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
As you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ,
直到永生,
to bring you to eternal life.
那这一段里面有可以说有四个宝。
So there are four parts here.
那有四句很宝贵的话。
There are four verses that are very precious.
那前面讲到至圣的真道就是信心。
First is the most holy faith.
然后讲到祷告。
And then the prayer.
当然下面就讲到神的爱和主耶稣的怜悯。
And then God's love and the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ.
那就看前面这两个信心和祷告。
And just look at these first two things, faith and prayer.
我想有许多诗歌，我记得有一首诗歌这么说。
I remember there's a hymn.
好像是322首，信作盾牌。祷作翼就是翅膀。
I remember the hymn Proverbs 3:22 that says, "Faith is our shield, and prayer is our wing."
然后到最后他就说，到有一天，我们的信心要成为眼见，我们的祈祷要成为颂赞。
And one day we'll see what we believe, and our prayer will become the praise.
那个好像是说。Faith shall be sight.
Faith shall be sight.
信心会成为眼见，然后 prayer will be praise.
Prayer will be praise.
就是祷告会成为我们的赞美。那信心跟祷告实在离不开。
You can't separate faith and prayer apart.
如果我们说我们有信心，
if we claim that we have faith,
这信心一定会让我们去祷告。
This faith will lead us into prayer.
如果我们常常祷告，我们的信心就会加增。
Our faith will increase if we pray very often.
那祷告，我刚刚信主的时候，就有弟兄告诉我说，圣经好像是属灵的粮食。
When I just believed, shortly before I believed, a brother told me that Bible is the spiritual food.
那祷告就是属灵的呼吸。
And prayer is a spiritual breath.
实在，祷告是与生俱来的。
And just like breath is just by nature of life.
所以一个基督徒，从不信主到信主，一重生，那个重生的时候，我们是怎么重生的？
Just like us from an unbeliever to a believer, how did we get the new life? How did we born again?
我相信大概都没有例外，都是祷告接受主。
I believe there was no exception. It's through prayer.
那有的人祷告是别人带他祷告，我也听过好多弟兄是他一个人的时候，就是借着圣经，就是借着圣灵，然后他就相信主，但他也是祷告接受。
And sometimes it's another brother prayer for you and pray with you. And sometimes you pray alone when you're reading scriptures.
所以生命的种子是借着神的话种进来，但是却得借着祷告才让它发出芽来。
So.The seed of life comes through the word of God, but grows through prayer.
那祷告是最简单的。 因为真的每一个人都会祷，每一个信主的弟兄姊妹都会祷告。
Prayer is so simple that everyone who believes should be able to pray.
那我想问一下大家，圣经里最短的祷告是什么？是哪一个祷告？
I want to ask here, what is the shortest prayer in the scripture?
有没有弟兄姊妹愿意讲？我想知道，大概很多人都知道。
I know many of you know the answer. Anyone willing to say it here?
Lord save me.
It's Peter's prayer. Lord save me.
就是三个字。
Just three words.
但是其实我想 Hallelujah, Amen, 这都是最短的祷告。
But actually, Hallelujah and Amen, these are shortest prayer as well.
所以有时候我很喜欢保罗讲的一句话，让我觉得担子很轻省。
I like something that Paul shared.
他说我们本不晓得怎么祷告。
So that we don't know how to pray.
所以有时候我真的好像今天就是祷告不出来的时候，我就常常会想起保罗的话，我就用这个话跟主祷告，说主啊，我不晓得怎么祷告。
Sometimes when I feel like I cannot pray.And these words will remind me, and I just pray to the Lord that, Lord, you know, I don't know how to pray.
真的有时候遇见突然来的压力，遇见突然来的难处，我们真的不晓得怎么祷告。
There are sometimes sudden pressure and difficulties, and truly we don't know how to pray.
但是我们相信主有他的旨意，主仍然掌权。
But we believe.The Lord has His purpose, and He is in reign.
那但是我想常常，一个是保罗说我不晓得怎么祷告，成为我的祷告；还有一个就是最短的祷告成为我的祷告。哈利路亚，感谢主，赞美主。
So sometimes Paul's prayer that I don't know how to pray becomes my prayer, and sometimes Peter's prayer, Lord save me, becomes my prayer.
那当然，祷告说简单也简单，祷告说。不是说复杂，说里面丰富也非常的丰富。
And the prayer can be so simple and it can be so rich.
所以圣经里有许许多多祷告的榜样，有许许多多祷告的教训。
There are many examples and teachings about prayer in the scripture.
那在许许多多当中有一句就是犹大的这一句话。
But especially I want to share here what's recorded in the book of Jude.
他说要在圣灵中祷告。
To pray in the Holy Spirit.
那我们祷告到哪里去祷告呢？
Where do we pray?
有的人说我们进入内室，没有人看见，一个人在那里祷告。
And someone said you have to went into a secret chamber and pray there.
那有时候说我们说我们要进入神的殿中，在神的殿里面祷告。
And sometimes we say that we need to enter the temple of God and pray there.
这都对，但是犹大书告诉我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
These are right, but what's recorded here in the book of Jude is that we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那当我思想圣灵里祷告的时候，其实不是这一次信息的时候，我就有三句话在我心里面。
When I'm pondering on these, I have three verses.
一句话就是什么是在圣灵里祷告，就是要寻求神的面。
One is that what is to pray in the Holy Spirit?Or what is to seek the Lord's face?
那祷告常常对我们好像是一个，好像是一个怎么说？是一个命令。不祷告，我们心里会觉得有愧疚。
Many times, prayer is a command to us. We just feel guilty if we don't pray.
但是 day in and day out, 常常日常生活中我们是非常的忙。
But we are so busy day in and day out.
我们的早餐可能都是在车上吃的。
Some of us, our breakfast, we ate breakfast on the car.
所以有时候在路上的时候，我是真的很忙，一面在吃饭，一面还在祷告。
So I am so busy that I'm eating and praying in my car.
然后在睡觉前也有祷告的习惯，但是有时候累的时候。突然晚上醒过来，发现我还是跪在地上。
And even though I had the habit to pray before I went to sleep, but sometimes I woke up at night and find out I'm still kneeling there.
那当然从我们至少觉得我要祷告，这个还是好的。
It's good. We feel we have to pray.
可是很多时候我们祷告，我们人在那里，但是我们里面是不是真的碰到神了？是不是真的来到神面前了？常常不见得。
But many times, even though we are there to pray, but our heart is not there.
所以神说，神借着大卫说，你们当寻求我的面。
So through the words from David that the Lord said, you need to seek my face.
那第二句话就是要寻求神的旨意。
The second verses I got is, you need to seek my will.
那常常我们祷告的时候，其实是发表我们的旨，我们的意思。
Many times, we use prayers to express our own will.
当然，特别有时候我们需要的时候，我们想要的时候，这就是祷告。我们把我们所要的告诉他。
And many times, that's in time of need. We just tell the Lord what we need.
像腓立比四章告诉我们说，要把你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Just like in Philippians chapter 4, it said, tell the Lord what you need, and the peace that you can think of will come to you and keep your faith.
但是在圣灵里祷告，我们常常其实有一个恶，有一个 yoke 是主要我们来负的。
But often when we want to pray in the Holy Spirit, there's a yoke we need to bear.
就是我们要养成一个愿意明白他的旨意，爱慕他的旨意，愿意遵行他旨意的一个心，一个灵。
We have to have a heart, have a spirit to seek his will, to obey his will.
然后第三个，祷告常常我们是说我们的话。
And the third, oftentimes when we pray, we just say our own words.
但是其实祷告不但是我们向神说话，也是神向我们说话。
But not only that we speak to God, it's also God speak to us.
很多时候神向我们显现是借着他的话语的出来。
Many times God reveal himself through his words.
很多时候我们摸到神的旨意，也是借着摸到他的话。
Many times we touch the will of God through the touch of his words.
摸到当时的话，对着我们心所说的活的话。
The words, the living words he speaks to us through his mouth.
所以在祷告里面，我们常常可以来听神的话，来得神的话。
So we can hear and we can have the words of God through prayer.
也让神的话可以组织在我们的里面。
And God can organize His words within us.
那我想我没有可能交通这一些。那今天我们就交通寻求神的面。
Because time limitation, I think I can only share the first part.
可不可以请服侍的弟兄帮我们把圣经打出来？我们念两节圣经。
So we'll read two verses.
一节是旧约的，一节是新约的。
One from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament.
我们一起念历代志下，因为有也许有些弟兄姊妹翻圣经不是那么快，所以我想节省时间就把它打出来。
Just for saving time, we'll just read from the print.
历代志下七章十四节，我们一起来。这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。然后下一节，哥林多后书三章十六到十八节。但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。好，那我们没办法仔细去看这两节圣经，但是我们注意一件事情，就这两节事情都提到有一个字。
We don't have enough time to share all the details, but let me point out that there are something in common.
就是面。
That's the face.
那中文也说脸。
And similar in Chinese.
英文只有一个字哈 ，face 也没有。
In English, it's one word, but in Chinese, translated into two words.
那我想在想到神的面，也许我们先思想一下人的面，会对我们有一些帮助。
When we think of the face of God, maybe it will be helpful for us to first think about the face of man.
其实人是很很奇妙的。
Men are amazing.
我不知道大家有没有想过我们这一张脸。
Have you ever thought about your own face?
那脸有什么特点？
Is there any character of it?
那其实你口袋里抽出你的驾照 driver license。
If you take out your wallet and there's a driver license in it.
那上面有一张照片吗？
There was a photograph.
那是全身照。
Is that a photograph of your whole body?
那是哪里的照片？哪里的 image?
It's just an image of your which part of your body?
那我想人看见这个照片就说，哎，吴浩，这是你。
So when people see this photograph, they can tell 吴浩 it's you.
那我想你很少会听见有个人说吴浩，这是你的头。
So you almost never heard that people say.Hey, how? This is your head.
我如果听见这样的人，我会对他看一看。
So I will stare at him if I hear such a man.
所以脸就是一个人的代表。
So face represents the man.
那其实神的创造其实很奇妙。有时候我们说，你怎么知道有神？
God's creations are so amazing. And many times you can say, how do we know God exists?
你不要看我的脸，你看五雷的脸你就知道。
Don't look my face, look at Lay's face.
脸上有几个 parts, 有几个部件。
How many parts are there in a man's face?
中文讲五官，但是我现在还不知道为什么耳朵算在里面。
So we Chinese always say there's five parts, but I don't know what ears are part of it.
哪五官啊？
So which five parts?
最上面的是什么？
So、from
应该有眉毛是不是？没有吗？
So、is elbow
我所知道的是眉毛 ，eyebrow， 眼睛
，eyes，
鼻子
，nose，
口，然后耳朵
，ears。
那这个我觉得很奇妙的哈，这个里面耳朵先不看哈，这个脸当中
Let us not talk about
上面的。眼睛眉毛其实也会动，这上面的是会动的。
So the upper parts, they can move.
特别是眼睛，所以眼睛一个脸，有时候我们讲好看不好看，好像就是看那个眼睛。
Especially ears, our eyes.
然后。
When we say that if someone's beautiful or not, usually we look at the eyes.
那嘴巴也很重要，因为笑的时候多半是大部分是这个嘴巴的表情。
Mouth is very important because when we smile, it's the mouth's function.
那当中的鼻子是不动的。
And we know that nose cannot move.
但是因为它在当中，所以也很重要。
Because it is in the middle, so it's important.
但是你想想，这个一共没有几样东西，可是两个人他就是不一样。
So it's so simple, just this several parts, but Nobody are the same.
这个我想要特别要请教这个Danny 跟以后平山。
So maybe Brother Danny and 平山 can tell us some more.
因为他们家都是双胞胎。
Because they have and will have twins.
我想在相的人真正熟悉的他还是能够认出他的不同。
But even for twins, even they're so alike, you still can tell the difference.
而且你知道，眉毛有时候我们觉得没什么用处。
And sometimes we feel that the eyebrow don't have much.
你觉得眉毛是派什么用场的？
So what do you think of the use of it?
如果没有眉毛的话，我们去跑跑步，你的手要这样子。
So without elbow, when you walk out when you're running outside, you have to put your hands like that.
因为汗会往下流。
Because your sweat will.
但是眉毛在那里，你的眼泪就不会跑到，就比较不容易跑到你的眼睛里面去。
So the sweat wouldn't get into your eyes.
不然有的弟兄说，我们的眼睛需要装一把雨刷。
So some brothers and sisters say that we need a blade.
Windshield brush.
Windshield brush.
然后你的鼻子，我们的鼻子是鼻孔朝下的。
And our nose are facing down.
如果它倒过来也不行。
If that's the other way, then it will be a big problem.
下雨的时候你背着打伞才行啊。
You need a special umbrella for it.
水进去了，你还把它倒一下。
So then maybe you have to get the water out.
所以其实神在哪里
？So where is God?
我们看看人的生命。
Look at the life of the man.
看看你每一天所看见的，其实真的神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Through your daily life, you can see the God's existence and deity.
那不但人的脸不但是人的特征的表明，人的脸也反映人的生命，肉身的生命。
Man's face reflects his character. And his life.
所以有时候我们讲这个人是 baby face， 是娃娃脸。
Sometimes we see someone have a baby face.
意思就是，如果是小孩子娃娃的话，他的脸就有一个娃娃的样子。
So for the baby's face have baby's character.
但是慢慢你长大了啊，特别姊妹们哈，也许会宝贵的那段时间，我们讲青春的时间。
When you grow up, especially for sisters, there's a special period of time which they cherish.
那我再往下讲，你不要生气哈。那慢慢这个脸上过了那个青二十几岁的时候，我们就开始为我们的脸上忧愁。
Don't be angry if I say that after mid twenties you can see those wrinkles on your face.
所以你进到 mall 里面，一进去啊，很多门一进去，你看见有一大块。那就是专门做脸的生意的。
So when you get into a mall, you will see that a big section of it, their business is on human face.
所以一个人的脸可以反映他的生命。
So a man's face can reflect his life.
那不但反映人就是肉身年龄的老幼。
Not just his age.
更是可以反映人里面的心情。
But his feeling.
所以当我想这是第一次提到人的脸，你知道人的第一张脸，圣经记下来的。
Do you know where? It's the first time that the Bible talks about human's face.
知道是谁的脸？
Do you remember whose face?
是该隐的脸。
It's the face of Cain.
当亚伯该隐他们两个献祭，兄弟两个，神悦纳亚伯的祭，但是神看不中该隐的祭。
When Cain and Abel they offer sacrifice to the Lord, and the Lord liked the Abel's sacrifice, not Cain's.
圣经讲，该隐就发怒。
And the Bible says that Cain was angry at God.
中文说就变了脸色。
So in Chinese it literally translates as the color of his face.
其实原来希伯来文就是两个字。
So if you if we look at in the original language in Hebrews.
就说他的脸掉下来了。
So in literally it means that his face fell down.
Fell down. 对，那中文也有讲，他脸就拉下来了。
So even in Chinese we can understand similar meanings.
那我想我们常常需要注意我们的脸。
So many times we need to pay attention to our faces.
但是更需要注意我们的心。
And but even we have to pay more attention to our hearts.
我们何等容易，我们的脸就拉下来了。
How easy for us to fell for our faces to fell down.
那我想，当我们思想，所以我相信神用到脸这个字，你当你去思想人的脸的时候，能够帮我们去明白什么叫做神的面。
So I believe that many times if we think of the face of man can help us to understand the face of God.
那圣经里面，如果我们打开圣经，你看我们很注意神这个字。
If we open the Bible, we pay very much attention to the word God.
但其实也有另外一个字很重要的，就是神的。
But the other word, God, is very, also very important.
那最先出现的神的是哪几个字？
Do you know in the Bible what are the first words associated with God?
那首先圣经一开始起初神创造天地，然后就说神的灵。
So first of all, it's God's spirit.
那到了后来创世纪第三章就说到亚当夏娃他们听见神的声音，神的声音。
And in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve, they heard God's voice.
然后他们就躲藏神的面。
And they hide it from God's face.
所以我想这都是很重要的字，神的灵，神的声音和神的面。
These are all very important words. God's spirit, God's face, God's voice.
那顺便就说到，如果那你翻到圣经的最后启示录二十二章，
If you turn to the end of the Bible,
也去找一下神的或者他的。
Looking for God in Revelation chapter 22,
那里就说到神的宝座。
There's throne of God.
神的面。
God's face.
还有神的名。
And God's name.
不过在圣经的最后有两个，一是特别说到的神的荣耀和神的帐幕。
And also especially God's glory and God's temple.
那我想我们问一个问题，就是到底什么是神的面？
So my question here is, what is the face of God?
当然有许多可以帮助我们，像我们刚刚交通的，我们去思想，可以帮助我们明白神的面。但是很简单，我们要跟神的面下一个定义，什么是神的面？
Many thoughts can help us to understand what's God's face, but if we need a definition here, what is God's face?
那英文翻译face of God 常常就翻 presence of God.
So in the English translation for the word face of God usually was translated as God's presence.
可以说就是同在，神的脸在哪里，神的同在就在哪里。
So it is His presence. Where is God's face? There is His presence.
那新约告诉我们谁是神的同在。
And in the New Testament, what is the presence of God?
马太福音第一章告诉我们说，耶稣他的名字要被称为以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
Matthew chapter 4 says, For Jesus, his name shall be called Emmanuel, that's God with us.
所以谁是神的面？
So who is the face of God?
神的儿子，把神表明出来的那一位，他是神的面。
The Son of God, the one who revealed Father to us, He is the face of God.
诗篇139篇第七节说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？
In Psalm 139 it says, Where I flee from your face, from your presence.
这是一首大卫的诗篇，我很喜欢这一首诗篇。
This is a psalm from David, which I love very much.
那这一节告诉我们，神的灵就是神的面，神的面就是神的灵。
And this psalm tells us that God's face is God's spirit, and God's spirit is God's face.
所以刚才我们读的哥林多后书第二章投影给我们看的那一节圣经，我想也很清楚告诉我们，主就是那灵，那就是神的面。
And we just read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and it also says God, Lord is the spirit.
能不能请服侍弟兄给我们看下一段圣经。那其实神的面有前不久冯牧师刚刚提到，就是亚伦的祝福，在民数记第六章24-26。
Pastor Fung just mentioned before that in Numbers chapter 2.
我们也来念一下，愿耶和华赐，一起来，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。在旧约里有一个祝福，就是这一个亚伦的祝福。
There was a blessing recorded in the Old Testament that's here.
新约里也有一个祝福，大家很熟悉的。你去很多教会都会最后结束都会用这一句祝福结束。
And there's also a blessing in New Testament when you go to many churches. This is the last blessing they will give you.
说愿主耶稣的恩惠 天父上帝的慈爱和圣灵保惠师的感动交通常与众人同在。
That's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mercy of the Father, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
那我们知道旧约就比较形象，比较 practical， 好像打比方。新约说到父子圣灵，但是旧约他就说愿神，然后愿他的脸，愿耶和华向你扬脸。
And in Old Testament, they are more practical and they use more figures. And in Old Testament, it used the face of God.
所以你要找最大的福，最大最大的祝福。
If you are searching the greatest blessing.
其他当然有神有许许多多的祝福，但是你如果找到旧约里面，你要去挖说那个最核心的、最 essential、最重要的那个祝福。
There are also many other blessings recorded there, but if you're looking for what's the greatest,
亚伦说愿耶和华赐福给你保护你。
Aaron said, the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
赐恩给你。
And be gracious to you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
那圣经除了告诉我们神的面满了恩典，神的面满了亮光，那圣经告诉要我们怎么办呢？
So not only that the Bible tells us that full of grace and full of light in face of God, but what we shall do?
我们看下一节圣经，在诗篇105篇
Psalm 105，
我们一起来念。要荣耀他的圣名，寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。这里说要寻求耶和华的能力。
Here it says to seek his power, his strength.
这个我们常常我们是知道的。
We know that.
我们愿意要神的恩典，
We are willing to have the God's grace.
要神的祝福。
God's blessing.
要神的，圣经讲，要神的手。
God's hand.
还有神的手指，就是神迹。
And the finger of God, which is a miracle.
要神的膀臂。
And the arm of God.
但是这一节圣经告诉我们，是要寻求耶和华与他的能力，但是更要时常寻求他的面。
Here it says, look to the Lord and his strength, yes, but yet,Seek his face always.
神的面光对于我们基督徒的生命是 essential， 是必不可少的。
The shining light from God's face is essential to Christian life.
我想有一个比方哈，就是我们注意生出来的孩子。
There's a parable here.
你知道孩子刚刚生下来，心理学家去research 去分析研究。他们说孩子最喜欢一个形状。
So there's some research on newborn babies. There's a figure they like most.
大概很多妈妈们都知道。
Many mothers know the answer.
大家知道这个形状是什么形状吗？
Do you know what figure a newborn baby likes most?
孩子最喜欢的是脸的形状 ，face shape.
The shape that a newborn baby likes most is a face. Is a face.
那告诉我们说要不了一个礼拜，几天之内
within one week
孩子婴孩他就会认得妈妈的脸。
baby can recognize mother's face.
不过这个认得只是很就是轮廓的认得。
but it's just a very vague understanding.
那他们去研究，你如果同样的两个 lady 和两个女士的脸，但是你把一个是妈妈一个不是妈妈，你把头发遮掉或者你把眼睛露出来其他地方遮掉。
So for two ladies before the baby, and if part of the face were covered like hair or other parts,
那这个 baby 才一个礼拜的 baby 他就认不出来。
The 1 week old baby cannot recognize mother's face.
所以认出来就是当他看见母亲的时候，他会盯着那个看比较长的时间，不会跑掉。
A sign that he recognizes the mother is he will stay there for a longer time.
但是你换一个陌生人的脸，如果他觉得这不是妈妈，他的眼睛一会儿就会跑掉。
And if you put a stranger there, and the baby's eye will just skip quickly.
但是就在出生的时候，这两三个月里面，它里面各方面在 develop， 在发展。那其中有一个能力，它在发展的就是 face recognition， 就是脸的识别能力。
So during the first 2 to 3 months when the baby is growing, and one of the important abilities he's developing is the figure, the face recognition.
所以只要两三个月，这个 baby 小孩子你就没办法再骗他了，你就是把妈妈的脸遮起来，他也能够认得出来。
So after 2 or 3 months, the baby can recognize mother's face.And even you covered part of it.
那我想当母亲在哺育儿女的时候，把她抱在怀里的时候，常常那个 baby 她一面在那里接受母亲的供应，一面她就活在母亲的面前。
So when a mother feeds his baby, her baby, the baby not only receives the food, but also he lives with the mother.
其实我想这是每一次我们来到神的面前，不管我们是查经，我们是祷告，我们是来听神的话语，我们一面在吸取神的供应，一面我们在学习来活在我们这位生命的神的供应的底下，他的面光当中。
It's like us, we come here to have Bible study, to have worship, to have prayer, and not onlythe Lord feed us. We here to learn how to live with the Lord.
但是我们不会永远在那个婴孩的阶段。
But we shouldn't be always be like babies.
这让我想起另外一个我自己经验过的。
This reminds me some of my own experience.
直到以前在刚刚跟素萍谈恋爱，这个我昨天问过她，她说可以讲。
So I asked my wife, and she said, yes, I can share this. When we first, when we dated,
刚刚我们在交往的时候,
yeah, when we just first, when we just started our relationship,
那时候我住在 St. Louis, 她住在 Kansas City.
I live in St. Louis, and she lived in Kansas City.
那详情我没有时间去讲。
I don't have time for too much detail.
但是那时候谈恋爱的时候，你知道有一件事情是最想要的，就是你很希望看见对方。
So, but you know that when you date with someone, the thing you want most is to see her face.
你知道我们可以通电话，我们可以发 email, 我们可以写信。
We can call each other, we can write to each other, email to each other.
那都有它的好处。
It has some benefits.
但是有一件事情没办法，别的没办法取代的。
But there's one thing that is irreducible, irreplaceable.
就是想去找他。
That's the post to find her.
在一个城里容易哈，但是隔了四个钟头的路就不大容易见面。
It's easier if you live in the same city, but if there's 4 hours drive, it's difficult.
所以一个礼拜就在等周末。
So for every week, I wait for the weekend.
原来等周末是希望可以聚会了，后来那时候等周末就是希望可以见面了。
Before, I waited for the weekend to come that I'm longing for the worship, but now one more thing, I'm longing to see her face.
那实在讲，如果我们读歌中之歌，神与我们的关系，实在神盼望我们对他有那个爱的关系。
Truly, if you read Song of Songs, what's revealed there is our Lord longs to have a love relationship with us.
所以歌颂之歌第五章就记到，就是用这个女子的她的话来记载良人的脸。
So in Song of Songs chapter 5, there records that this woman, her words,
那我想我们要问我们自己一个问题，常常我们跟神的祷告，你是发了 email 呢，还是你是打了电话呢， 还是你真的见到神？
So many times we want to ask ourselves, when you pray, really you call God, or you send an email to God, or you really talk to Him?
我想打个形象的比方，我想神的 email box is always full.
I want to use an analogy here. 神的邮箱总是满的。
但是神的门前有没有坐满了人？
But there are many people before the door of God.
那我们来到神的面前，我们心里想的是神的能力，或者我们想的是神的面。
We come to the Lord. Are we really think of His power or His face?
不管我们属灵的光景在哪里，若是我们年幼的时候，我们想到的是母亲的脸。
No matter what is our spiritual situation, when we are young, we think of God's face.
我们慢慢长大成熟了，我们想到我们良人的面。
But gradually, when we grown up, we think about the face of the one we love.
但愿圣灵常常提醒我们，诗篇105篇，当时常寻求他的面。
May the Holy Spirit remind us Psalm 105, seek His face always.
我想我的时间到了，那我就想提大家若是要思想的时候，我心里想到有三个人。
My time is up, but I still want to remind you three characters.
在旧约里，神特别记载他们是与神面对面的。
Recorded in the Old Testament that they speak to the Lord face to face.
有一个人，他与神的见面是一个 dramatic, 是一个特别的一个机会。
There's one man, his encounter with God is very dramatic.
就是雅各。
That's Jacob.
我实在非常喜欢雅各的故事，不过大家可以回去自己看。
I like the story of Jacob very much.
创世纪三十二章。
But you can go back and read Genesis chapter 32.
那他见到神的面了，雅各就不再是从前的雅各。
He saw the face of God, and Jacob is not Jacob anymore.
从此神给他改名叫做以色列。
His name was changed to Israel.
后来他就为神筑坛，他称神为以色列的神。
And later he built an altar for God and called God the God of Israel.
神是他父亲的神。
Before, God is God of his father.
是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神。
The God of Abraham and God of Isaac.
但是在那一个亚伯渡口，他遇见神以后，他就称神为以色列的神，为我的神。
But after that encounter, he called God my God, his God.
那大卫在诗篇二十七篇他说
，In Psalm 27,
他说神对他说，你们当寻求我的面。
It says that God said to him, you shall seek my face.
然后大卫就对神说，主啊，你的面我正要寻求。
And David said.Lord, your face, Lord, I will seek.
这个寻求是他一生，他天天，他的生活，他的目标，他的满足，就是要寻求神的面。
This is his life, his goal, and his satisfaction.
那还有一个人。
Another one.
就是刚才哥林多后书三章这里所说到这个人。
Just as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
就是摩西。
Moses.
神说在你们中间其他的先知我或者向他做异梦显现。
So that God said that the other prophets among you that I may give them special dreams.
或者我说谜语。
Or I give them a riddle.
但我不明说。
But I wouldn't tell them plainly.
可是摩西是我面对面所认识的。
But Moses is different. I speak to him face to face.
当我向他说话的时候我是明说。
I speak to him plainly.
所以为什么神借着摩西把摩西五经给我们？
Why through Moses God gave us these five books?
摩西可以说就代表神的仆人。
Moses is a representation of God's servant.
摩西怎么样侍奉？
How he served the Lord.
他不是用他的拳头。
Not through his fist.
他曾经用过他的拳头，但是他发现拳头不能够做神的工。
But he found out thatHe can't do the work of God through his fist.
你知道后来摩西侍奉是用什么侍奉的？
Do you know later what he used?
他是用他的脸来侍奉的。
He used his face.
因为你读摩西的侍奉，以色列人当中常常出状况。
There are many issues. There were many issues among Israel.
一出事了，你发现摩西不见了。
Anytime anything happened, you found out that Moses disappeared.
圣经就说摩西就匍匐在神的面前。
Moses bowed down before the Lord.
那个匍匐不是跪在那里。
Not just knelt down.
那个匍匐是趴在那里。
He bowed down with his whole body.
真的就是他的脸就是贴在地上。
His face touched the ground.
为什么摩西有能力？
Why Moses was so powerful?
他有属灵的能力。
He had the spiritual power.
因为他用他的脸来迎接神的脸。
Because he seeks the Lord's face with his face.
那实行上我想我们也看回到刚才第一节第一章的圣经。
So,
请周永弟兄帮我们打回到第一章的圣经。
We'll go back to the first few verses that we read.
那我们说怎么样我们来寻求神的面。
How to seek the face of God.
我想我就很简单提三点。
Let me mention here simply three points.
第一点就是历代志下七章十四节。
Second Chronicle.
这里说祷告是什么？祷告就是寻求主的面。
Here it mentions that to pray is to seek God's face.
但这一个寻求特别是说到悔改。
And especially repentance is mentioned here.
像我们回到神的面前，我们来向着神，第一件事情就是悔改。
And when we turn to God, the first thing we'll do is to repent.
常常我们寻求神的面，常常来到他面前说：“主啊，求你来光照我。”
So many times we pray that Lord, please shine on me.
我自己看得见的罪，我向你来承认。
I admit to you my sin that I am conscious of.
我也求你来鉴察我隐而未现的罪。
And I pray that you let me know my sin that I don't know.
让我有一颗正直完全的心。
So I have an upright and perfect heart.
第二件事情就是来赞美敬拜。
The second is to worship and praise.
第四章，请周勇帮我们放到第四章圣经。
Chapter 4.
这里说到要荣耀他的圣名。
To say glorify his holy name.
要让神的名在我们身上被显为大。
And let his name be great upon us.
有一个姊妹说，赞美是什么？赞美就是信心的表达。
So a sister shared that what is praise? A praise is expression of your faith.
那我们有信心，有时候人看不见。
So we have many times we have faith, but it's invisible.
天使也看不见。
And it's invisible to men or the angels.
但是什么时候我们赞美神，神在我们身上显出荣耀来。
And when we start to praise, when the glory of the Lord revealed among us.
诗篇里面许多赞美的话。
There are many words of praise in songs.
像早上曾勇带我们看，他的慈爱永远长存。
It's like, this morning we read the psalm that His loving kindness is forever.
他的慈爱比生命更好。
And His loving kindness is
这是真实的，这是我们所相信，我们所经历的。
This is true. This is what we believe.
我们就把它说出来。
And we proclaim it.
就把它唱出来。
And we sing on it.
这是赞美神，来寻求他的面。
This is to praise the Lord and seek His face.
然后最后，最后一页的圣经第六页，下一页。这是耶利米二十九章，我们一起来念，做我们今天的结束。
Let us end our worship today with these verses.
你们要呼求我，祷告我。我就应允你们，你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们归回。这里有一个字，你们寻求我，若专心寻求。
Here's the word, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
来到神的面前，我想不是我们时间的问题。
I think it's not a matter of time.
不是方式的问题。
It's not a matter of manner.
实在是心的问题。
It's a matter of our heart.
我们来寻求神，我们就要求神说：“主啊，求你给我一个完全的心，让我全心，让我专心来寻求你。”
And we need to ask the Lord so that we can give all our hearts to the Lord.
在我心里面也许有许许多多东西是抢夺神荣耀的。
There may be many things in my heart that steal the glory of God.
也许有许多事情是做我的主的。
Many things that we want to be our own Lord.
求主把这些挪去。
May the Lord remove all these.
让我能够专心的寻求你。
So that I can seek the Lord.
那主说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们归回。
And the Lord said, I will be found by you, and will bring you back.
把时间交给曾勇，带我们唱诗祷告。